What up, AfterBuzzers? Thanks for joining us for Season 3, the season finale of Silicon Valley. Let's go.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Oh, we got a different part.
Yeah.
It's a new part. It's the season finale.
Ooh, I like it.
Ooh. I'm into
season
it.
Season 3, Silicon Valley is over.
Oh.
We're here one last time this season. We got a lot to talk to, so let's do it. My name is Michael Rippey. You can find me on social media at Mike Rips. What's up?
Hi, guys. My name is Quinn Skillion. You can find me on Twitter at Quinn Skillion.
Hey, everybody. It's Jay, and I'm on Instagram at @don't_be_jealous, and then Twitter @still_jealous.
All right, man. We were just saying, it's a packed episode.
So much happened.
Let's start from the top. We start off with an elephant that's dead, and Gavin's in trouble. What'd you guys think right from the start?
I was just like, oh, okay. Because, like, last episode, they were like, Gavin, you gotta stop bringing all these animals in. And I was just like, oh, yeah, I guess that is something that he does. I had never really noticed that he gets so funny when they take, like, a small kind of, like, little funny bit that was just in there for no reason. And then they, like, make those little bits become, like, a bigger, you know, kind of actually having to do with the plot. And that's really, really fun.
And who knew that that was going to play a part into what potentially is going to be kind of a downfall for him, too?
I mean, it was a little weird, like, but whatever. It's Silicon Valley. I'll give it to him.
I like that it opened with Gavin, too. It was kind of a different thing from, like, one of the four guys. So I thought it was kind of fun to see. I mean, we followed him this whole season. But it's been fun to have kind of a different opening. It was different energy.
And also this character Patrice all of a sudden being very important. Like, we've never met her. And Evan and, like, all these, like, so many random people are like, oh, okay.
Yeah, Evan came out of nowhere.
Yeah. It was a unique intro, and it was also kind of the start of how they kind of tied everything together this episode from all different angles. So they started off like that, and then we see Jared and Richard having a conversation about kind of finding out the secret that they're going to have about the daily average users. And so Jared and Richard are going to keep it to themselves. But where were you with that?
Well, they were up to 38,000. Can you guys remember, were they at 21 last week? Was that what we left them at?
They went from like 24.
24. Yeah. Okay, so that still is not a huge jump. I don't really know what the time frame was. But poor Jared is still not out of that garage. Like,
I know. He's like, oh, I think I have a box of Russell Stovers.
But he's made that house a home.
I know.
He has his laundry home.
Yeah, I think it's really, I mean, like, Richard knew right away that these were fake.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, there's no hiding that. So, you know, I think Richard, when Richard knew, I was, like, really relieved. I was like, great. I don't want Jared to have to, like, live with this secret. There's no way that ends well. So I thought, like, okay, Richard's gonna be in it. Richard, what we know about Richard is Richard's gonna do the right thing. But in this episode, he's like, no, I always do the right thing. And it always comes back to bite me in the ass. So, no, I'm gonna go ahead and sign with that place.
What it does for me... Yeah, what it does for me is shows that these characters are smart and they know what they're doing, because Richard was checking on something, so was Dinesh. And, like, these people, they're good at what they're doing. They're not just like, oh, I don't know, why is all of a sudden do we have all these users? So they're actually active in their platform. It shows that they care.
At the same time as that was going on, Dinesh and Guilfoyle were kind of onto it, too. And they have a conversation with Richard.
Oh, that was really funny.
Which they're kind of onto him, but then they also, like what he's doing, because they think he's kind of maybe growing some balls and finally doing something, like... cool.
Yeah, they were all on board with helping him kind of, like, commit fraud, pretty much. He's like, if there was someone who needed this flash drive, they could find it right here.
Yeah, Guilfoyle even says, this is the first time I respect you as a CEO.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, but it's kind of crazy. I mean, they've been working so hard at this. I mean, since season one, this has just been a constant uphill battle. And I think they were just ready to be like, let's hit that plateau and, like, let's just take what's ours. Like, they deserve it. And they were willing to make that zombie file thing to make it look like real users. I mean, it's so genius, but then, you know.
It's just so crazy to me that they never have any money. Like, I can't believe how broke they are.
Well, not everybody. There's a couple people with money. We'll get to them soon.
Yeah.
Speaking of people with money, at the same time all this is going on and fraud, we see Bachman kind of doing, I wouldn't say it's fraud, but he's over at the party.
Well, he didn't know that he was.
Right. So, but he's just playing all these different people. He's playing them all against each other with kind of just the word FOMO, trying to make everyone think they're missing out,
but
they're
not
really sure.
Yeah, I mean, it was really smart. And this is, like, one of those moments where I was like, oh, wait, Bachman is, like, kind of good at this.
Really good at it.
Because for the most part, you think that Bachman is just like an absolute idiot who throws away money and who, you know, who's like a, pretty much a man child and is a liability. And this was him being like actually like an asset to Richard for the first time, like probably ever.
A huge asset.
Yeah. And it was like, this was going to be, I mean, $6 million. Like this is kind of
$60 million valuation.
Yeah. So, I mean, I don't know. Do you guys, what do you think? What would you have done if you're Richard?
With what?
Would you have gone? Would you have signed the?
Well, let's get to that in a second. But I, okay. I don't. Okay, no, we'll do it right now. I don't think so, because he didn't want to commit fraud. At the end of the day, it's just the fraud thing.
I know, but I'm saying if you were Richard,
it'd be such a hard call.
I wouldn't do it.
I would like to think that I wouldn't, but I think my hand would just move itself.
But I think I would do it.
Here's the thing, though. It kind of turns back to they've gotten investment previously and they burned through that. So just because you get investment and you get a valuation doesn't necessarily make you rich or make you wealthy. I mean, then they would have had more money, and based on the way that the show has gone, kind of imagine they would have blown that somehow too. So yeah, it sounds awesome.
Yeah, it's almost like the more money Pied Piper has, the worse off they are. When they have money, everything's gone to shit, and then when they like are broke and they have to go back, like, you know, we've had a bunch of moments with Pied Piper where they've had to go back to the drawing board and kind of like go back to the bare basics and start over, and that's when they have like these wonderful team building moments, and that's when everyone kind of like gets back on the same page, and that's, you know, when we start seeing people make better decisions, and you're like, okay, everything's gonna be fine, and then they get money and it goes to shit.
Yeah. I almost think that that team works so much better with their backs against the walls because they have to get creative, and I think that's where their strong ideas come from. And I wrote down, I was so impressed with TJ Miller because I think Ehrlich might be the only one who is the exception to this rule, where he's like, he thrives when they're at the top. Like, when they, I think I brought this up earlier this season, when they're at that convention and he throws that person, he says, I don't want to talk about it, and it creates like media for Pied Piper. He's a smart guy. Like, I think he thrives when they're at the peak. The other guys are the ones that are just constantly we need like.
Bachman also is like so unique of character, and he's so different. He kind of goes against the grain. Everyone's doing one thing, he's doing the opposite, and it always works.
Yeah.
Because he's so unique.
Speaking of TJ Miller, the acting in this episode was insane for him.
It wasn't really a monologue, it was broken up, but I mean, if you go back and watch it, it had such a flow, such a rhythm, and to remember those names, I imagine that was probably a lot for him to remember.
Exactly, yeah. He's like, and I didn't come, and
yeah.
But I mean, the bit when he was talking with Pipe, with Richard outside of Coleman Blair, and just like, it's crazy because he still has to keep this like kind of like Ehrlich-y kind of character,
right,
which is like very silly, but it was some serious shit.
I almost wish that they didn't have that Uber part in the middle, because it broke up, it kind of took me out of that moment where was really mad at Richard, and I know that it was like for a comic timing, but for me, I was like, maybe after the scene I would have liked that, but I don't, it like right then it kind of like interrupted it for me, but that might just be me.
And it's weird because we saw a really different side of Richard today too, I think.
Yeah.
He was really, really bold, and you know, he wasn't being like, you know, Mr. Stuttery. He was kind of being like, no, I'm going to do this because every single time that I do the right thing and all that stuff. And I was like, that's a really different side from him. And I, even though that came out because he was going to be doing something bad, I like that side of Richard.
So at the same time as kind of this is all going down, the fired staffer from Hooli that Gavin fired comes across the Code Rag kind of blog advertisement saying if you have tips or something to call us. So she obviously reached out to CJ and told the story about the elephant, and that basically turns into them getting a $2 million investment, selling the block for $2 million, which in turn means that Bachman and Big Head are both in the money because they own half of it, so they get $1 million to split. Did you guys see that coming?
You threw your pen down because you knew what was happening, and it took a second for me.
It's funny because last week Kelly and Michael were here. We did predictions, and I thought somehow that Big Head was going to come in and save the day, just because I feel like the whole season is kind of.
We always think that
it's always been coming back to Big Head, even though you think he never can do it. He's just always wins.
Like, yeah,
he makes the money. You're like, how's that guy making the money? So it just seemed like that was what they were going to continue with. So when that happened, I'm like, wow, that's like what I thought.
Yeah,
but. So that kind of is the middle point where it's going to lead to later in the episode when they kind of save the day also. And we can skip towards that. And so at the same time, the video chat is now taking off for Pied Piper.
Yeah.
So funny. I mean, I had no idea that this tiny little bit with Dinesh.
Right.
I think it's because maybe I underestimate Dinesh and Guilfoyle as like, you know, they always are like the B and C plots of the episode. So I kind of forget that they actually like oh, could affect things that happen with Pied Piper. Do you know what I mean?
If you think back, I think they've hinted at the video chat being a huge role this whole season because it's played a part, I think, in every episode.
It has.
So they've been planting the seed. Yeah, they've been very subtle. And that's why this, like the finale, I was just like, this is like a sexier platform. More people are going to understand it. Pied Piper is, or if they stay with Pied Piper, I don't know if they're going to change their name.
I love that that's still a thing.
Yeah, it's still a thing. That they're making like a sexier platform. Are they still doing a middle out? Is that even going to be
a
process?
That's what I was wondering. Like, is compression going to have anything to do with the vid chat?
We know that that process goes into it because it's using the Pied Piper platform, but I don't know if they're even going to focus. Like, is there a new focus now, this vid chat?
Because isn't the whole point of Pied Piper storage?
Yeah, but what they're saying is that he developed this using that equipment
sure,
or development.
Sure, yeah, using the algorithm.
Yeah, but I don't know if they're going to continue out with, because they saw nobody was getting this.
Yeah.
Like, I would not understand. If I saw my picture with a zero thing and a zero thing, I'd be like, this thing isn't working. I'm not trusting it.
No, so of course.
I'm like a Monica in that situation. But I think they're saying like, hey, video chat, people want this. People will know how to use this. And it's an easier sell. So I think that's the direction that they're going to go.
Yeah, I think
it's
they
quite
should.
Possible. I mean, I would like to say I have an idea, but I feel like they can go anywhere.
Yeah.
They left it very open-ended.
Yeah.
But, so let's go towards the end of the episode. At this point now, Bachman is pissed at Richard.
Yeah.
He throws him out.
Pissed.
Because Richard wouldn't sign the deal.
Yeah.
So Richard is, at this point, staying with Big Head.
But Ehrlich was like, we could have figured it out later. And that's when I was like, that's when I kind of wish she had signed the papers, because I was like, I do feel like they could have.
But it also breaks down.
Out.
Bachman's character has always been about a little bit of dishonesty, a little bit of like mystery and curious, questionable decisions, whereas Richard has always been about straightforward honesty. So the secret was a big shock this episode, and kind of anything that could be debatable or troubling, Richard has always steered away from that. So I wasn't surprised by that.
Yeah.
But of course, I could see why Bachman would, of course, be pissed about that too. So there, he's really pissed. That brings us to the sale. Lori's forcing the sale. And she thinks that it's basically led us to believe that Raviga is going to buy it. So they have the boardroom meeting. Monica says she can't she can't go through with it.
Monica's a real one.
I love her. I mean,
yeah,
I'm so happy that she's just stayed loyal and true to, like, she loves this team. And it just makes me love that character.
And she really doesn't have, like, nothing with Monica would happen if Pied Piper failed.
Correct.
Like, she doesn't really have, I mean, I think she has, like, stocks.
Yeah.
And everything. But for the most part, like, you know, she works at Raviga. She's going to be fine.
Yep.
So, I mean,
that was bold.
Pretty selfless of her.
So at the same time, so the idea behind that is that the highest bidder is going to win. Everyone thinks it's going to be Gavin and Huli. And so Evan says he can't vote for it because he announces his love for Monica, which is just
I'm sorry,
bizarre.
Have we ever met Evan before?
As far as I know,
not sure.
No.
We might have to go back to the database. If you guys are watching and you remember ever seeing Evan, let us know in the comments.
Yeah.
Because who had that other seat? Who was that before?
As far as I knew, I thought that Lori had like three chairs, so I don't think there was ever anybody else in the room. I don't remember him specifically, so
yeah.
I think it was just meant for like a... Like, maybe that was a joke, because we don't
know
who he is.
Jack had a chair, and then he got fired, and then they never really replaced him.
Yeah.
And at the same time, Lori, after Monica says no, basically calls in the new guy that's been there for one day and gives him a board seat. He votes yes because Lori says to vote yes.
Mm-hmm.
And then Richard votes yes. So Lori announces it, and we are all waiting to hear it's Gavin and Huli, and it ends up being a bid from Big Head and Bachman for a million.
Which, like, a heads up would have been cool.
Yeah.
By either of them.
$1 million is the winning bid. So
Bachmanity LLC.
Yeah.
There you go.
So let's just wrap that all up together. I mean, what were you thinking in that moment? Were you like, not again, this is great? Where were you in this moment?
I just couldn't believe that they got all the way to the end without knowing who they were selling it to. Like, they never said the name ever. I thought that was really, really funny.
But it's clever. I mean, we've seen that done in so many shows where, like, there's a miscommunication, but usually the viewer is in on that.
Yeah.
I had no idea that this was coming. I really didn't. I mean, knowing that they had money from the blog, I just didn't think that. I thought it was going to be another season next season where it was going to be a fight still for this name. And I'm so happy because this show has a pattern of just, they have high highs, low lows, and I'm like, can we just have, like, a, I want them to be happy.
I need a win.
We need a win, and I'm happy that we answered a lot of questions. I think that there was, last week you guys were talking about how there was a lot of things built up, and this episode was packed, and I think that we got a lot of resolution for some of the stuff.
I think so, too.
We did. So, right,
weird,
so
though,
now...
The Ehrlich and, sorry, the Ehrlich and Big Head are going to still be working together.
It, well,
because
so now,
that was kind of like a Big Head's dad was like, get
well,
out.
So that kind of brings us to the ending where they're now kind of celebrating all together. Monica's involved, wondering whether she's still going to have a job with Raviga or she, you know, maybe she can be part of Pied Piper next season moving forward. Big Head, Jin Yang is there. We kind of get closure on some of the characters. You know, super happy. The one thing I did notice that maybe the thing that Pied Piper is going to do, if they change the name, I don't think they will, but if they, maybe they're going to go with a blue logo as opposed to green.
Because of the, it's always blue.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe that was a little foreshadowing. That would be my guess. But I wanted to talk to you for a few minutes just about the season now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Overall, I mean, what did you think about this season, season three?
I mean, it's, I think Silicon Valley has style. It takes, I said it before, you know, three steps forward, one step forward, three steps back, all the time for the gang. And how we've kind of set up this end of this season, kind of getting into next season, it's going to be, you know, I'm nervous it's going to feel like we're starting all over again.
It does kind of feel like that to me.
I don't want that.
I also want you to compare it to, like, seasons one and two, what you like the most. I personally think that this season was, you could kind of throw it away.
Oh, wow.
Not that it was a bad season. I just don't think that anything was really accomplished.
But I think that's on purpose, though. I really do.
Yeah, maybe.
You know, it's just the nature of Silicon Valley. It's the nature of the way all these companies kind of work. And just, I think it's really, really, really interesting that us as consumers of this kind of technology, you know, we download an app, we download a whatever, and we use it. And we don't even think about what it was before we saw it and how much work went into it and stuff like that. And I think it's really, really interesting to have to care about it, you know, in this way. And that's why I think this season was really, really frustrating. And that's why it could feel like, you know, it was kind of a throwaway or whatever. Because I think that, like, the stagnant nature of it is super, super true to people who work in this industry.
I mean, for me, I thought this was a strong season for developing character. Like, I felt like I really got to know Richard and how he is as a CEO, as a businessman, because I think that this industry, I don't work in it, I don't know kind of what goes on in Silicon Valley, but I think it shows how inexperienced they were from season one.
Oh, yes.
And this just, like,
so
kind
naive.
Of... Yeah, they're so naive, and they still are, because I think that they're just thrown into this, and that when we saw power players come in, like Lori, Jack, Gavin, they know how this company works, and I think it's just kind of shown, like, that this little man, or, like the like a metaphor, like, he, you know, somebody's learning as they're going compared to these giants, these Goliaths who are, like, know what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what the season was for, is just to show, like, what, how Richard was forming this company and how passionate they are. But I can understand, I feel like it had highs at the very beginning where we were like, oh, we're moving, we're going. And then it kind of dipped a little in, like, 6-7. And then I think we had a really strong finale, though.
Okay, so we have a few minutes left. I want you guys to try to pick it up here so we can get these last few questions I have answered. Compared to one and two, was this your favorite season? Was this your least favorite? Where does it rank?
You know, I still think that season one was just excellent.
Me too.
I thought it was great TV. I also got to do my favorite thing, which is binge watch it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that that always really just, like, really makes me enjoy TV watching. But I also think that, like, I think it's gotten, like, even though we still have these silly moments and it's still funny, we haven't had a moment like the jacking off, you know, scene.
Yeah.
We haven't had that. And
it's
like,
actually true.
That was, like, so funny. And I really think, even though the show is still good, we maybe have lost a little bit of the silliness.
The comedy.
Yeah, maybe.
I mean, it was a lot of Bachman comedy, but he kind of carried it this season. Speaking of characters, you mentioned this earlier, Jay. Can you tell me one character in season four you don't need to see ever again?
Jin Yang.
In season three?
Jin Yang?
Yeah.
A character that is gone, if they're gone, you're happy. Who would you like to see? You got one character.
That's mine. Jin Yang. Yeah, I don't
know. Who's yours?
Jin Yang also?
No, who's yours?
Probably Lori.
Lori?
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. I love her.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like...
I disagree.
It's good.
Oh my gosh, if there was one character I don't need to see again. That is so tough. I guess, like, the end frame guys. Like, is that boring?
Yeah,
Jin Yang, no, I don't need to see again.
I like Jin Yang. He's so useless, but he
kind of just, like, hangs out in the
telephone
back.
Pranks,
and I like,
or,
yeah.
Speaking of characters, who was your favorite character in season three?
Monica.
Monica.
Or Jared. Jared, maybe.
Oh, Jared had a great season, too. You're right. Ooh, can we do a tie?
Yeah.
Okay, Monica and Jared, favorite characters. And lastly, for season four and moving forward, where do you want them to go? Like, if you get to write and direct and produce, where would you like to see the season go?
I would love, love, love kind of to do like a flashback to see how these people became who they are. I don't know how they would incorporate that into the show, but I want to know how, like, why is Guilfoyle and Dinesh like this? Like, where did this competitive nature come from? Did they know each other from school? I want to know kind of the history. So that's what I would hope for future seasons.
Like, maybe, like, scenes of them in the past.
Yeah, absolutely.
So you can see, like, how they grew into how they are.
I really disagree.
Okay.
Perfect. Sorry. So
no, that's fine.
I'm ready. I'm ready for Richard to have more employees. I'm ready for it to be bigger.
Some growth.
So I want to come in next season, maybe a time jump. Things going really, really well.
That'd be
cool. with the vid chat and everything like that.
Yeah.
And I'm just ready to see. I know we're not going to stop struggling, but we need to get out of the house. I want just like, I need a different location.
Mm-hmm.
I need things to be, you know, I guess I want them to be on a higher ledge.
Like a progression in there.
Yeah.
So I could tie it all together. I think you both have good points, and I kind of agree with both of them. I would like to see a little bit of background shadowing to see the characters when they were maybe younger, earlier days, to tie it all together. But I would also like to see, as I said, I thought this season was kind of a throwaway for Pied Piper. I'd like to see growth. I want to see them being a little bit more successful and not falling back to the same point.
It's going to start feeling like the same season
repetitive.
Over and over
and that's
again.
Why when I could predict that, like, Big Head's coming in to save it. It seems so simple and easy. I want to see stuff where you're really mind blown.
Yeah.
But it was a good season still. That's it for season three, Silicon Valley. Thank you guys for joining us all season long.
Thank you.
My name is Michael Rippey. You can catch me on social media at Mike Rips. And thank you guys so much for joining us. You two are great hosts.
Thank you. Hi, guys. My name is Quinskillian. You guys can find me on Twitter at Quinskillian, at Instagram at Quinstagram, and you can add me on Snapchat at QuapChat.
Thanks, guys, for watching. I had a blast this season. I am on Instagram at @don't_be_jealous, JELLIS. And Twitter is still_jealous, JELLIS.
Thanks, guys.
Bye.
See you next season.
Bye, everyone.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.